This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
You know, this country, I keep saying it, I said it in the first segment, I don't want civil war. Don't let right-wing watch or any of the liberals out there misquote me. I don't want a civil war. It's the last thing in the world. I would have laughed if you'd said to me 5 years ago, it's ever going to be an actual civil war. I don't want it, but you guys do want it. You're the ones who keep asking for the assassination of Donald Trump on Twitter and Facebook. You're the ones trying to kill free speech on college campuses. You're the ones now killing free speech at Facebook and Twitter. You're the ones now raiding the law offices. Isn't anything sacrosanct? A law office can never be raided. It doesn't matter if you're a murderer or a drug dealer. You know, this is a joke. You're not allowed to go after anyone's lawyer. You're not allowed to listen to the privileged conversations or the privileged emails of a lawyer talking to his client. And now you're doing it in America against the President of the United States? This is insanity. Whose FBI is it? It's Trump's FBI. It's Trump's Department of Justice. This is America. And Trump has no rights as the President of the United States. You can raid his lawyer's office with privileged communications, and someone had to actually, with a straight face, approve of the raid of the President's personal consigliere? Really? It was Rod Rosenstein, the same criminal that Sessions stepped aside for, and he appointed Mueller, who is the ringer. I love when liberals send me notes. This moron keeps sending me notes and talking about Mueller's a Republican. He's not one moron. There's 20 of them who send me the notes. Mueller's a Republican. Oh, yeah. Just like in Vegas. The Las Vegas Sun is a communist rag sheet run by a commie rag himself, and I won't even say his name, but he's a registered Republican, too. And just like the jerk who runs MGM, Jim Urine, another one who's to the left of commie. He supports CARE, a Muslim terrorist organization. He supports the Southern Poverty Law Center. That's who he wants to give his money to, organizations that are to the left of Marxist, and he's a registered Republican. Being a registered Republican is the most meaningless thing in the world. It's just like I used to say, if you wear a suit and a tie, and you are clean cut, if you're black, you cut your afro, if you're white, you cut your long hair, and you put on a suit, and you look at them and go, wow, he looks like a prosecutor. He must be a Republican. In the old days, that was true. Today, not true at all. Show me a guy in a blue outfit, blue, with a police cap on and a badge and a gun, and I immediately think Republican. Show me an FBI agent in a suit, clean cut, crew cut, and he's got a badge and a gun. I immediately think Republican. No. Those days are gone. People are liars. People put on fake outfits. People could be a policeman and they're complete liberals. People could be an FBI agent, they're complete liberals, or commies, worse. And the same thing with politicians, same thing with prosecutors. Doesn't matter if they're a registered Republican. That's their cover story. The people who own the Las Vegas Sun, it's the most liberal rag sheet ever invented in the history of mankind, but he's a registered Republican. Give me a break. Every excuse in the book for the Clinton family, because he's best friends with the Clintons, and when it comes to Trump, everything's a criminal offense, including having sex 10 years ago possibly with a porn star when he's a private citizen. Oh, we should impeach the president for that. Yeah, right. You didn't put Clinton away for having sex with an intern. He was literally over at the White House. The boss having sex with an intern who's in her young 20s at the White House. Liberal feminists would burn you at the stake for any corporation in America if you did that. All right, I want to mention that the sponsor of this segment of the show is Blue Blocker Sunglasses. Blue Blocker Sunglasses. And the reason it's blue blocker sunglasses is because they protect your eyes like nothing else on the market. First of all, how good are they? America's astronauts use the same blue blocking formula in outer space, not just for protection, just to see perfectly in outer space. Over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. Gotta be good when 20 million pairs are sold. They're as stylish as sunglasses that cost hundreds more, and they look great on both men and women. They protect your eyes from UVA, UVB, and blue light. And they look, they not only look fantastic, but they're the most protective sunglasses you can own. You can hit the lens with a hammer and the lens won't shatter. They've heard cases where a blue blocker customer got into a car accident. If it weren't for blue blockers, they would be blind today. So call toll free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. So basically $20 a sunglass plus postage. Go to any of those sunglass stores in the mall, and every sunglass is $100, $150, $200, $500. And they don't have the protective sunglasses or lens that you can hit with a hammer and it won't shatter. This is what you want to wrap around your kids' eyes. You'll receive a pair of standard aviator-style blue blockers, carrying case, neck strap. And if you're not 100% satisfied, you'll get a full refund within 90 days. Just call toll-free, 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777. Tell my great friend Joe Sugarman, chairman of the board of Blue Blocker Sunglasses at Wayne Root, says hi, and I don't go anywhere without my blue blockers, 800-722-7777. Summer is here, so wrap some great sunglasses around your eyes. All right, without further ado, I want to get back to my real problem here. And the real problem isn't just the FBI raid on Trump's lawyer. It's this Facebook and Twitter and Google and YouTube attack on all of our rights. And there's no better example. I gave you the great example of the moron in California, the state senator, who literally wants to take away all of our rights, who run websites and who run any sort of a political-leaning blog or even a podcast. If you put out a podcast in the state of California, he wants you to hire state-approved fact-checkers. State-approved fact-checkers. Okay, so they're liberals and communists, and they get to say that your podcast has a stamp on it that says false news and you're a liar, even though it's the truth, because they believe in liberal, communist re-education brainwashing. Wow. And then you look at this one. Facebook takes on Diamond and Silk. That's the two African-American ladies who are pro-Trump. They call them unsafe to the community. They're a danger to society. Can you imagine how sick in the head Facebook is? The people who run Facebook, what little dictators these people are. It's just unbelievable. You know what this all ties into? This all ties into the Republican campaign aide, campaign manager slash consultant, who literally the police are looking for right now. I believe his name's Benjamin Sparks, and he was a Republican campaign manager and campaign consultant in Nevada, here in Nevada, where I am based in Las Vegas, and he worked for one of the biggest consulting firms in the state, but he also did national politics. He was representing a guy running for Congress here in Las Vegas. He was representing a gal running for Congress in New Mexico, and he was representing at one point in 2012 Mitt Romney's campaign. A big shot in the Mitt Romney campaign, and there's police are searching for him because a woman says he made her his sex slave. He had her wear a dog collar and sign a contract that she was his sex slave. She would be naked at all times, and what's the other thing? Naked at all times, wear a dog collar, and any kind of sex he wanted, she had to instantly say yes to, and then at the end, he wanted to have sex with like 20 guys at the same time while he watched, and she thought that was too much, and then he slapped her around, and she escaped and screamed for her life and went to the police and said, look at this, I signed a sex contract, that makes her real normal, right? And, I mean, they're both, to me, they're both losers. Signed a sex contract. What kind of a moron signs a sex contract? You want me to feel bad for you? Yeah, you're an abused woman, but you signed a sex contract. You're an idiot. I'm sorry, I'm saying it wrong. A sex slave contract. Can you imagine? We fought a civil war to free black people from slavery, and a woman thinks it's okay to sign a contract that names her a slave. I don't even know what to say. But the reason I brought this up is this is what Robert Mueller is about, or Mueller, whatever his name is. This is what Mueller is about, or Mueller is about. This is what McCabe is about. This is what Nasty Comey is about. This is what Rod Loser Rosenstein is about. This is what they're about. They're all control freaks. They want to make us all their slaves and serfs. They're sick people, and they're trying their best to literally do a coup against the President of the United States. So it all ties in very clearly. Even though the guy I'm talking about is a Republican consultant, it doesn't even matter. Republican, Democrat, they're all the same. They're the D.C. swamp, and they want to control your lives, and they're sick. They're psychotic. They're mentally ill. That's why they run for office. That's why they run campaigns. They're mentally ill people. Not every single one of them. I mean, at one point, I ran for president of the United States in 2008 and won the Libertarian vice presidential nomination. At one point, when I was 21 years old, I ran. I was the youngest candidate, I believe, at that time in the history of New York State for county legislator, just like the guest I just had in, Elizabeth. I was the youngest candidate ever in the history of New York State for a major office. It almost beat a 20-year incumbent who had never come close to losing in her life, and I gave her the toughest run of her life. But I wasn't running because I was a control freak. As a matter of fact, anybody who's a real principled conservative Tea Party-type person is the opposite of a control freak. I don't want to control any of your lives. I don't want anything to do with any of you. I want to get in office so I could fire a bunch of government employees. I want to get in office. The only reason I ever wanted to get in office was to cut spending dramatically. I don't want to rule your life. I don't want to give you a welfare check. I don't want anything to do with you. It's the exact opposite. But if you're establishment Republican or you're establishment Democrat or you're a commie, and that's what liberals are, they're just afraid of that word commie. But if you're a commie, you're a socialist, you're a Marxist, you're a progressive. You want to control people's lives. You're a control freak. You're psychotic. Your ego is out of control. I love how liberals talk about Trump's ego is so big and he's a psychopath. No, Obama was a psychopath. Obama's ego is out of control. Donald Trump is a billionaire. He deserves to have a big ego. What did Obama do to deserve a big ego? Until he got elected president, he never accomplished a damn thing in his life. Do you understand that just about 5 years before Obama becomes president, we have a class reunion at Columbia University, and the guy they asked to address the class is Wayne Allyn Root? No one ever heard of Barack Obama. They don't let you give speeches to your class because you're a community organizer. Sorry, nobody's ever thought of that before. You're not an important person when you're a community organizer. This guy was a nothing, and then he gets lucky and wins in the most liberal state in America for U.S. Senate. And then he becomes president of the United States. Unbelievable. Wayne Allyn Root, more now. We'll be right back. I don't want to control.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a 2-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540, 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com. And enter code USA at checkout.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
War now.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of The Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. USA Radio, Newsmax TV in the third hour, coming up in about 45 minutes or so. Bullet Blocker is the sponsor of this segment of the show. We just had Blue Blocker, now we have Bullet Blocker. I love to do them back to back, because now you can't forget the names, right? One is Blue Blocker, that's the sunglasses that provide the best protection for your eyes. And Bullet Blocker is a totally separate company, not related, not the same owner, nothing to do with one another, but they both happen to be sponsors of War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. And I'm a father of 4 kids, and I can't think of anything more important than when I send my kids out each day, whether it's to school or on an errand for daddy or to a play date or to any kind of sports event. One of my kids plays lacrosse. Another one is a rower. A third one's a gymnast. My daughter, who's now out of college, used to be a fencer, one of the best ones in the country. When you send them anywhere, you want them to be safe. It's not just about getting good grades or being happy. It's about being safe. They got to come home safe and sound in one piece. And so Bullet Blocker was founded by Joe Curran, who trained as an Army Ranger and a deputy sheriff, and he invented the world's first bulletproof backpack, and now he's built a super successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your kids and your family, backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcases, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life, stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. I mean, can I tell you something? I've never said this about any sponsor before. If you're listening and you have kids, you're crazy if you don't go to a site and buy something for your kids. Bulletblocker.com. Just go to bulletblocker.com and enter promo code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com. Bulletblocker.com. Get your kids everything from vests and clothing and briefcases and backpacks and even an insert that goes in their school books. And they can hold it up when someone's shooting or trying to stab them, and it's got body, basically police body armor inside it. Amazing. Just amazing. BulletBlocker.com. I got this note from a friend I really respect. He's the probably the single smartest guy I know. And he says, this all proves, he says, I could see it as clear as the big nose on my face. Mueller has nothing. Nothing. He picked all partisan Democratic lawyers to attack Trump with full swamp protection, figuring, of course, Trump is dirty, we'll find something. He spent tens of millions of taxpayer money, and he has nothing. And he doesn't even have questions to ask Trump to corner him, as there are no corners. So the biggest thing he has, maybe, is Trump's attorney paid a prostitute $130K, and maybe it can be construed as a political payment. Long stretch, meaningless in the grand scheme. Is that all you got? So he calls a meeting of Weissman. You know Weissman is? Weissman. Weissman is Andrew Weissman, and he's a prosecutor that's on that team for Mueller. And he calls Weissman and all the henchmen, and Weissman's vicious. He's a vicious little slime ball. He's the guy that demands in every case that they raid your house at 5 o'clock in the morning at SWAT team gunpoint, you know, for someone like Paul Manafort. Like, Paul Manafort wouldn't just turn himself in, right? You have to raid his home and put a major assault weapons in his wife and children's face. Weissman is a punk and a scumbag. Got it, Weissman? I hope you're listening, Andrew Weissman. And all his henchmen, and they decide to throw a Hail Mary with two outcomes. Number one, they maybe find something in Cohen's home or office to use against Trump. Or number two, they don't find anything, but once they do it, they know Trump is going to go ballistic. So what are Trump's options? To do nothing. That's not very Trump-like. So therefore, Trump will want to fire both Rosenstein and Mueller. That's what I would do. And maybe even Sessions. That's what I would do. That's Mueller's dream come true. He gets to say, that SOB fired me right in the middle of my investigation, even though he knew the investigation had nothing. And the liberals go wild. And Mueller wins the CNN war with no cards in his hand. And that's why he did the meanest thing possible, a very Andrew Weissman move. See? I knew it. He understands my brilliant friend, who's worth tens of millions of dollars, understands exactly what Wayne Root does. That Andrew Weissman is a scum. Not all prosecutors are good people. Some of them are scum. When you send SWAT teams at 5 in the morning in the dark to raid people's home, instead of just having a phone call and saying, we're going to indict you. Can you turn your client in at 5 p.m. today? That's when you know you're just an intimidating little slime, and there's no difference between you and the Gambino crime family. There's zero difference between a prosecutor like Andrew Weissman and the Gambino crime family. None. And when Trump fires all these guys and the whole Mueller team, the liberals scream, he's guilty, he's guilty, he's hiding. Trump can't win. And by getting fired, he never has to explain why he didn't find anything worth the millions he spent. So maybe Mueller wants to get fired. He can't win at the moment, but he wins if Trump fires him, because then he just says, oh, poor woe is me. That's what my buddy thinks about the whole thing. And you know what? Knowing all that, there's only two choices. A, I'd still fire him. I can't stand the son of a B. And I'd fire him. Or B, on top of everything else, I would just declare a special prosecutor, appoint a special counselor prosecutor to go after Mueller and his team. My other brilliant friend, I'll read you his letter when we get back. Another brilliant friend. These are the two smartest guys I know in the whole world, and they're both worth between 30 and 50 million bucks. Brilliant guys. I'll read you his letter. He just sent me his summation of all of this. We'll be right back. Wayne Allred, War Now. Hi, I'm Wade Allroot. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers
about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Lannis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
War. USA Radio News.
Today, federal investigators searched the home, office, and Manhattan hotel room of President Donald Trump's longtime lawyer, Michael Cohen. The FBI seized communications between Cohen and his clients, including President Trump. The U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, told the Security Council today that Russia's hands are, quote, all covered in blood of Syrian children following Saturday's poison gas attack in Syria. Take a listen to another portion of Haley's speech.
Only a monster does this. Only a monster targets civilians and then ensures that there are no ambulances to transfer the wounded, no hospitals to save their lives, no doctors or medicine to ease their pain. I could hold up pictures of all of this killing and suffering for the council to see. But what would be the point? The monster who is responsible for these attacks has no conscience.
This is USA Radio News.
When I say Italy, what comes to mind?
Venice, Capri. Oh my gosh, Capri was marvelous.
The views, the cliffside views, or traveling to Sorrento.
Pirello tours.
Oh, Pirello tours, for sure.
Pirello!
Hi, I'm Steve Pirello of Pirello Tours. With over 70 years of tour experience to Italy, it's no wonder Pirello Tours is synonymous with travel to Italy.
I think of the culture.
And to walk up to certain areas and touch a wall and think, well, this wall's like 3,000 years old.
Being on a Pirello tour on our anniversary was better than anything I can remember ever on an anniversary.
I personally approve every itinerary to ensure a stress-free once-in-a-lifetime vacation.
Salute!
Call now for your free insider's guide to Pirillo's Italy. Call in the next 30 minutes and qualify for a $100 gift card when you travel with us. Call 800-547-6018. 800-547-6018. 800-547-6018.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Way down the route, more now. The sponsor of this segment of the show is Krill Omega 50 Plus by Purity Products. You know I'm a very fit guy. My whole life is fitness. I'm a health and fitness enthusiast. I work out about 90 minutes a day. I pop 100 vitamins a day. And one of the ones I love to pop fish oil or krill oil. Nutritionalists have debated for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it. I love it. It combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in just one tiny pill. Another one of my big bugaboos. I take 100 vitamins a day, but they all have to be small pills because I can't stand those horse pills. They get stuck in my throat. I feel like puking. So it's got to be a tiny pill. And this one is tiny and this powerful. It'll boost your joint comfort. It'll promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctors will love. It'll do it all in just 7 days, so you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure Omega 50 Plus will work for you. They want to send you a free bottle. The debate's over. It's not fish oil or krill. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. 800-399-6392. Toll free anywhere in the United States. 800-399-6392. One more time, 800-399-6392. All right, I decided to get a great lawyer in here to discuss this whole Trump, Mueller, FBI raid, Michael Cohen, the Consigliere raided today, this whole situation. And this is the guy who, hands down, is one of the greatest lawyers in America, the greatest lawyer in Las Vegas. He's an amazing guy, and I've had some personal knowledge of that. He did a great job in a case I was involved in. His name is David Chesnoff, and I now consider him a personal friend, and I thought it'd be great to have him on. So, David, welcome to the show with Wayne Root. How are you?
Wow, it's a very big pleasure to be on with you. Thank you very much for having me.
All right. So, first of all, I'm someone who, even though I'm known as a conservative and a law and order guy, I'm also very, very pro-lawyer, meaning, the conversations between a lawyer and their client are sacrosanct, if that's the right word. They're privileged. No one should ever hear them or listen to them or touch them or read the emails between a lawyer and his client. How can this guy, Mueller and his team, order the FBI to go in to Trump's personal lawyer's office and grab his computers and grab all his files? Aren't they looking at privileged information? To me, that's outrageous. I never want anyone looking at the information between me and my lawyer. I thought that's what America's all about. What you say to your lawyer is completely privileged.
Well, it's certainly the principle, but over time, the courts have carved out an exception that's called the crime fraud exception, and that means if the privileged communications contain evidence of criminal conduct, they are allowed to presumptively look at them. But there's a very strict process. It's a very rare occurrence. It would have required, in this case, Rosenstein to approve it, contact the U.S. attorney in New York, in the Southern District of New York, get his approval, and basically they went to a judge and said they had probable cause to believe that there would be evidence of criminal conduct found among the materials. But they have to set up a very careful system. It's like a Chinese wall. They bring
like a Rubik's cube. It's like a Rubik's cube.
Yeah, it's a Rubik's cube. I mean, it's a scary thing. Believe me, I'm not suggesting that it isn't a scary thing. It's a very scary thing, and anytime you interfere with the sacred relationship between a client and his lawyer, it's a dangerous circumstance. But the protection that they're supposed to put in place is that only a few people get to go through this stuff. It's never shown necessarily to anybody outside of this team unless they determine that they find in it evidence. And I think they're looking for stuff that relates to whether or not the money to
Stormy Daniels
was some way of evading the campaign disclosure on finances, or some commentators are speculating that they may be looking to see whether or not Cohen has records of money coming in from outside the country. But it's a highly unusual and very frightening kind of development.
I mean, it scares the bejesus out of me because I don't like government in the first place, and I don't trust government. I don't trust the FBI anymore. I don't trust the police. I don't think anything they say to me necessarily has the truth involved in it, and when they make public statements. And so if they can do this to the president, David Chestnoff, that means there's no one they can't do it to. We could all be raided by SWAT teams at 5 o'clock in the morning. Our lawyers could be raided. There's nothing safe anymore. This government wants everything. Scares the hell out of me.
Yeah, you have my word. If they try to raid you, I'll stand between you and them.
Yeah, but they're going to raid you for representing me if they want you.
No,
that's what scares me about all this.
Yeah, that's why it is scary. It's frightening, and it is amazing the power that they have to think that they could do this to the president's lawyer. And it doesn't matter what your political philosophy is, left, right, middle. The idea that government can interfere with relationships as sacred as the attorney-client relationship is something that we all have to be very careful of and pay very strict attention to.
Right. I mean, what's the next thing you're going to hear? You're going to hear when a lawyer goes to a prison to talk to his client, they're listening in on the conversation? I mean, that's expressly forbidden. Is that not correct? When you go speak to a client in prison, you get to sit in a room where they're not supposed to ever listen to what you're saying to him. Of course the client is going to tell you something that may get him in trouble and could be used in the court of law if they were listening. That's specifically why the Constitution says the police and the government and the authorities can't listen, right?
That's the whole point, but I think what they're looking for here is stuff that would be in the files that is evidence that they were that somehow Cohen was attempting to help the campaign in a manner that he's not allowed to. And a federal judge in New York, and you don't know if he's a Republican appointee or a Democratic appointee, they issued a search warrant saying that they believe there was probable cause. So some FBI agent signed a declaration that suggested that there would be evidence of a crime found. It'll all come out in the wash. I mean, eventually, if there's no crime found, then it'll be this was a real witch hunt. If they try to make a case out of something, then it'll be for everybody to judge once they see what the evidence is.
You know what's sad, David, is that, you know, based on people's politics, everyone's going to have a strong opinion. Every liberal is going to say, see, Trump's a bad guy. The FBI believes it. And every Trump voter that I know is going to have the same reaction as me. Number one, I can't stand big government, and I don't want them clamping down on the president's lawyer. That's outrageous. And number two, this just proves to me it's a witch hunt. It's ridiculous. You're going out. President Trump was elected fair and square. And it seems to me the FBI doesn't like that. The DOJ doesn't like that. Certain judges in New York don't like that. Certain FBI people in New York don't like it. The New York prosecutor doesn't like it. The U.S. attorney. And so they've all decided they're all part of the swamp. And they're going to go after this guy. And they're going to bring him down. Even if it has to involve a porn star lying on her back 10 years ago in a private consensual affair with a guy who was a private citizen at the time who was a billionaire playboy. You know, who he might have met at the Playboy Mansion. This is ridiculous.
No, I think your analysis is very fair. I mean, historically, a lot of people from the left have been critical of the FBI for doing things like this.
Right, right.
And now the right is seeing that the same thing can happen. And so it's just a matter of controlling the power. But the establishment doesn't like the president. And that's pretty clear. And they tried to stop him. What did they have? 16 establishment candidates run against him in the primary.
Right.
But that's the story here. But you're right. This is a very, very startling development. I would not be surprised if the president doesn't respond in some way.
Yeah, and that was, you know, you weren't on a minute ago. The segment before, I was reading a letter from a friend of mine who's probably worth, I don't know, somewhere between $50 and $100 million. He's a brilliant guy. And his analysis, he sent me an email while I was on the air, and he says, to me, this proves that Mueller has nothing, and he blew through tens of millions of dollars of taxpayer money to prove that Trump was dirty and he doesn't have anything. So this is a Hail Mary. They go to Cohen's home and office, and if they don't find anything, if they do find something, they might be able to nail Trump, and if they don't find anything, they know it's gonna send Trump into the atmosphere ballistic, and he's going to fire everybody in the next 48 hours, Rosenstein, Mueller himself, he's going to fire everybody, and then he's going to look bad, and then Mueller gets to walk away and look like the good guy, even though he never had a single bit of proof that Trump did anything wrong involving Russian collusion. And that may very well be a smart guy's assessment, may very well be what's happening here. This is a Hail Mary of a desperate guy.
It could be very prophetic. I agree with you. That's a very, very sound analysis of it.
All right, so last question I have for you. I consider David Chestnut my consigliere, brilliant, brilliant guy. And if you're in trouble in this town, Las Vegas, or anywhere in the country, and you're a celebrity, you know, and it's 2 o'clock in the morning and the police have you in handcuffs, there's one guy in the world you think about. It's David Chestnut. And I love him. I think he's fabulous. And, David, if President Trump was your client, what would you advise him now? What would you say should be his response to this at this point?
Well, absolutely he should refuse to talk to Mueller. I think he'd be making a very big mistake to go in and sit with Mueller and the FBI agents. It's very clear that they're not friends. Their goal is to try to prosecute people. He doesn't owe them anything. He's a citizen just like the rest of us. Just because he's the president doesn't change his rights, and he has an absolute right not to talk to them. And if I were him, that's what I would do. I'd refuse, and he should think about what happened to Martha Stewart, who did nothing wrong except go in to talk to him, and then they claimed that she said something that wasn't true, and that was the only thing they prosecuted her on. So if I were President Trump's lawyer, I'd be telling him, do not go in and maintain your own constitutional rights against this kind of power play by special prosecutor.
All right. It's good timing, too, on top of everything else. Not only one of the best attorneys in America, perfect timing. The music comes on, and David finishes his thoughts. You're good, man. David Chestnut.
Thank you.
He is a superstar attorney par excellence here in Las Vegas. Represents all the big celebrities, and he's my man. When I need an attorney, it's always David Chestnut I call 2 in the morning. Hey, David, thanks for coming on. We'll see you soon. Worn out. We'll be right back.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com. And enter code USA at checkout.
For years, I watched people walk into hotels carrying a pillow, and I used to wonder why. But that was before I got a MyPillow. I understand now because I can't sleep well at all without using MyPillow because it stays cool all night. Doesn't wake up in the middle of the night to flip it over. Keeps its shape. You don't have to get up in the middle of the night, fluff the pillow. 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like it, just send it back. And a 10-year warranty. What pillow have you got that's got a 10-year warranty? What pillow have you got that you can just throw into the washer, dryer? It comes out like new. Usually you do that with your dollar store pillow, you end up with a washer or dryer full of feathers. And by the way, it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the four-pack special. Enter promo code USA. Two MyPillow premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and use promo code USA.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids, and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products, bullet-resistant backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life, clothing that looks cool but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
War not. It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, Wayne Allyn-Root, Warren Al, welcome back. Landis Tax Group is sponsoring this segment of the show. You know Sam Landis, if you ever listen to my show. Speaking of big government and what creeps and control freaks are in big government, Sam Landis takes on the IRS and he wins almost every time. I can't say every time because nobody is superhuman. Nobody wins every case. There is no such thing. But Sam Landis does a great job. I know he represented me twice in front of the IRS. We won both times. I didn't know a cent. I walked away unscathed, didn't know anything. And that was with the weight of the entire IRS. Barack Obama tried to destroy me. No one went after him. No one checked the personal lawyer of Barack Obama. The FBI didn't raid Obama's offices. They didn't raid the IRS offices. They didn't raid the commissioner of the IRS. They didn't raid Lois Lerner at 5 o'clock in the morning with SWAT teams. What a joke. What an absolute joke. Trump is president and they're raiding his lawyer's office. I don't see any Democrats getting raided. But Sam Landis protected me. He was my knight in shining armor. He's fantastic. And he's got a new program where a majority of IRS matters could be resolved for a flat monthly fee. And it's cheap as could be. It's unbelievable. He listened to me. I was the one who advised him to go that route and become the Charles Schwab of tax lawyers. And the attorneys of the Landis Tax Group have resolved over 8,500 IRS cases. It's time to put the power of a real tax attorney and a real tax law firm on your side. When you call, you have a free consultation with a tax attorney. It's protected by attorney-client privilege. Really? Tell that to Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen. Attorney-client privilege, right? It's supposed to be a famous thing. And yet, if they hate you, if the government hates you and if the swamp wants to destroy you, they don't even care about attorney-client privilege. Thank God for you. The average person doesn't have to deal with this, but Trump does. This man could have just retired and spent the rest of his life having fun with his gorgeous wife and his gorgeous family and lived on his billions of dollars. And instead, he gave up everything to become president of the United States and have to fight people like this. What a disgrace. Anyway, call the Landis Tax Group at 800-WE-HELP-YOU, 800-WE-HELP-YOU, toll free from anywhere in the USA, 800-WE-HELP-YOU, and by the way, they're not political. They don't worry about whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, they only worry about protecting their clients. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U, because you're an underdog if you take on the IRS without Sam Landis. So I told you before the last segment, with the great attorney David Chesnoff, that I got another email from another brilliant guy. My two favorite people. I get lots of brilliant emails. I have lots of brilliant fans. And I love what they have to say. And they come up with stuff that inspires my columns and my rants on this show. All of you are great. But I have two who have been friends of mine for many, many decades who are great, great, brilliant people that are both worth $50 million plus. One is my friend Lee. The other is my friend Monty. And Monty said, War, can you explain to me why all the investigations, arrests, search warrants are all against Republicans? Did I miss something? Are the Republicans still the majority in Congress? Is the Attorney General still a Republican? Is the President a Republican? Why hasn't there been a search warrant ever on the Clintons, their foundation, Democrats who have been involved in under-the-table issues? He doesn't even mention murder. The search warrants for the murder of Seth Rich. Where are the search warrants for the IRS? I'm not saying this guy's innocent, but this is ridiculous. And by the way, these friends of mine, they're not even Republicans per se. They're just smart businessmen worth a lot of money. Another brilliant letter. Here's one from one of my fans, Robert. I don't understand why Donald Trump won't fire Mueller and Rosenstein. They both hate Trump. They are swamp creatures. Screw old Lindsey Graham and John McCain, Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan. Get rid of the swamp people. We have enough of us armed conservatives and the military to take them down. Well, I don't know about that. I've never recommended that. Although I did say in the first segment, these guys seem to want civil war. They seem to want it. It's crazy. None of it makes any sense. Wow. By the way, we have a guest we just added for the third hour. His name is James Kallstrom. He's the former assistant director of the FBI of the United States. He'll be on in hour number three, our Newsmax hour, as we love to bring you great special guests in the Newsmax hour that you won't find in most other places. James Kallstrom is the former number two man at the FBI. He'll comment on this FBI, this disgraceful FBI raid we'll have him on about halfway past, so about a half hour from now. All right, James Kallstrom. So Facebook is taking on pro-Trump Diamond and Silk. They say they're a danger to society. The pro-Trump pair posted on the Battle social media platform on Friday night, saying after months of correspondence, they were deemed to be unsafe to the community. These are two African-American women who are funny as could be. They've been guests on this show. They've been corresponding since last September with Facebook about bias, censorship, and discrimination against Diamond and Silk's brand page. And finally, after numerous emails, chats, phone calls, appeals, beating around the bush, lies, and giving us the runaround, this is Diamond and Silk talking, Facebook gave us another bogus reason why millions of people who have liked or followed our page no longer receive notifications and why our page post and video reach was reduced by a large percentage. They're echoing the same complaints of all of us, including Wayne Root. Here's the reply from Facebook. The policy team has come to the conclusion your content and your brand has been determined unsafe to the community. The pair say it took 6 months, 29 days, 5 hours, 40 minutes, and 43 seconds to get a response, which they add the network said is final and is not appealable in any way. And they posed several questions to Zuckerberg and Facebook, including what is unsafe about two black women supporting President Donald Trump. This is deliberate bias, censorship, and discrimination. These tactics are unacceptable. We want answers. I mean, isn't this unbelievable? This is such dictator, Gambino crime family, intimidation and censorship going on in this country, folks. We are in so much trouble. Wayne Allyn, Warren Al, USA Radio. Take a quick break. I'll get in my suit. We'll be back with Newsmax TV in a jiffy.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.